Phil, though.
Phil, why didn't you come down here for Orlando?
And Tom. Okay.
And Tom. Johnny JB here speaking. You should have flown down here for Live 18, you bunch of pussies.
Hey, this is your Olympic hero, Kurt Angle, and you're listening to the Big Cave Podcast. It's awesome. Oh, it's true. It's damn true. And by the way, it doesn't suck.
What, Johnny JB? You are what you eat. Welcome to the Big Cave Podcast. Here in the Jimmy's Famous Seafood Studios, we got dynamite on the TV. We got some figs. We got Chad Miller hanging out, watching from the green room. A lot of stuff going on. A lot of moving parts here tonight, Tommy.
What's up? Happy. What's today? Wednesday. We're recording.
Yep.
That's right. Chad Miller taking advantage of the Patreon bonus, being able to watch in the green room, chat with us while we're recording, yes. And. Chat's been a good Patreon from the beginning. Always the highest tier, always supporting us.
Yeah.
So, and now with that new $10 tier, he'll be able to be a co-host at one point. So,
oh hell yeah, that'd be cool. Maybe a WrestleMania or a Royal Rumble episode would be fun.
There we go. There we go.
And he's Chad. Make sure to let us know if we get anything wrong. Mostly Tom calling people's names wrong.
I'm good at that.
Nick is here. I think the baby had some sort of exorcist puking type situation, so he'll be back with us momentarily. He went to Live 18, the Major Brothers Live podcast over the weekend, so he's going to get into that with us and all the reveals they had there. But how was your week? How was your weekend, dude?
Dude, I don't even remember what I did this week. Oh, you know what? We did. We had hockey. Classic, right?
Okay.
That's really it, though. We didn't really do... Oh, we did. We had, like, a family night, and we went to... With the kids' schedule all the time, it's just so crazy to get, like, a family night for quality time. You know, just quality time. So, me, the wife, and the kid, we actually went to... we have a minor league hockey team here right up the road in Springfield. And we went and checked that out, went to their game. They were playing the Bruins, like, it's like AAA, you know, like for baseball. It's like the next level down from the NHL. So we went and watched, our team is the St. Louis Blues farm team in Springfield. And then we went and watched them play the Bruins farm team. So
they play the Hershey Bears.
Hershey Bears. Yep. Hershey Bears are the best team in the American League right now.
I used to go to some of those games for sure.
Colorado, I think they're not the Colorado Avalanche anymore. They used to be, but I think they're the Washington Capitals now that are affiliated with.
Oh, that makes sense. So, it's a lot closer.
Because it's closer, yeah.
But I had a Game of Thrones night with the neighbors on Friday because me and you were doing that new Game of Thrones podcast. We already recorded the first episode for Patreon. We watched episode 1 and 2 of the first season. So my neighbor next door had never seen the show. So we watched the first 2 episodes, had some beers. Saturday it was a Tom Sliney special. We got basketball and indoor soccer all day. crappy rainy day. Excuse me. And then Sunday, did we do anything? I don't know if I can remember, man. The days just meld together, especially when the weather's crappy and all that. We just survived a big rainstorm. How much snow do you have up there? We only got rain here.
We had 6 to 8 inches. Heather got 4 inches. But we got a shit ton of rain today, and it got rid of it all. So,
okay, that's good. That joke never gets old.
So,
Nick will be back with us in a little bit. But you guys can follow us on X at Cave Fig. Instagram is The Fig Cave. Best way to support us is patreon.com/figcave. Starts at $1 per month, gets you all kinds of different access to our Facebook group, giveaways. The $3 tier gets you access to our bonus episodes and all kinds of more goodies, and it goes up from there. We appreciate any support. I got a bunch of stuff here from Ringside I gotta get into, and a lot of that is going to go to people in our Patreon. I saw that you found those two, I'm going to butcher their names, the two girls from NXT, Gigi Dolin and Jane
Jade, something? I think.
Jane,
okay. Her name?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are really sought after, right?
Everybody was looking for those, apparently. That was one of the most commented on posts in the Patreon. I found them at Walmart yesterday, sent two to Chad Miller, one of each to Chad Miller, and then the other two I threw up in the Patreon, not even the Facebook group. I just went right to Patreon, and they were gone. Carl Wortman bought them like right off the bat. So
awesome. Nice. Yeah.
Make sure you guys have that Patreon app because that's like everything pops up there.
Well, I don't know if I even have that myself.
You should. You should, sir.
I might. I know they just did. Maybe I do, but they changed the logo of it recently, and now it looks weird.
That could be it, yep.
Yeah, I do have it. Okay. Yeah, it is useful because, I mean, obviously, if you have our Patreon, the Major Brothers, any other podcast you listen to, it's important. But, yeah, we're going to start posting stuff there more and more, whether it's videos or articles or stuff for sale. It'll only be available for you guys on the Patreon. And, of course, our friends at J&J Figures have a 15% off discount. So a lot of people in our Facebook group who are not Patreons are about to buy stuff from them. And I was trying to do the math for some people. If you buy one or two Ultimates, that's $12, $15 off of $60. And that's more than a year would be being a member of our Patreon. So enough shilling. That's patreon.com/figcave. Check it out.
We do have a couple of new Patreons. I just want to shout out here. Andrew _RDL became a member. Also got Jeremiah Smith Roos.
Oh, yes.
All right. Will Boberg. Colby.
Oh, nice.
Zelaski. Darius Johnson.
Oh, come on. You can't mess up that name. That's an easy name. You know, you've met him, too.
I know. I'm just busting. I know. And those guys all joined this past. TJ McHugh, I think we mentioned him last week, but just in case we didn't.
I think we did, but he was right on the cusp, yeah.
Yeah, and Bubble Velasquez. So bunch of new Patreons this week.
Awesome, man. Love it. Thank you guys for the support. We appreciate it. We also haven't talked about the Royal Rumble contest that we're going to do with our Patreon members where everybody puts up one figure Minton card. We randomly assign all 30 members of the Royal Rumble to everybody, and whichever person wins the actual Royal Rumble from your number, you'll get 29 figures in the mail from all 29 other people. So nice way to stock up the collection. But
absolutely.
Let's get into some news and notes before we talk to our buddy Nick about the Major Live podcast. Again, we're sponsored by our buddies at Ringside Collectibles. Use promo code FIGCAVE for 10% off. We got to start with this Jazzwares thing. So Jazzwares at some point put up like a little teaser thing like Wednesday at 2:00 workplace. I forget what it was called. Workplace something. I don't know if they put it up or the Major Pod Instagram put it up, but it was a nice little teaser for like, oh, and everyone's like, oh, finally some new figures. Maybe they're going to fucking put some stuff up for sale and let us give them our money is what I'm trying to say. We haven't had Supremes go up for pre-order since June or July of last year, those Penta and Phoenix ones. So everyone was all excited, and it turned out to be a 30-second video of Ricky Starks pretending to do a job interview at like a fake company or something. It was just
I didn't even see that.
You didn't, dude. You got to go watch this. It's not even worth the time to talk about it, but it just like falls in line with the AEW kind of misses on announcements because, I mean, people really want this to survive. I was excited to see some new stuff that we haven't seen, some Hardy Boys or something.
I did see like the Major Wrestling Figure Podcast posted like a Ring of Honor, Danhausen. They posted a Ring of Honor Matt and Nick Jackson, which does not look great. And that was it. I thought that was the announcement.
No, those were screenshots from someone at a factory that saw those. Those aren't even been announced by Jazzwares. So I just don't know what Jazzwares is like. If that came out, maybe make that the announcement. I don't know.
Right. But
it's kind of puzzling. So I put something up on our stories on Instagram about it, just kind of poking fun at it. But
super confusing. Super confusing. Super confusing.
And it wasn't even anything. And somebody was like, oh, this would be a cool like Super Bowl commercial. But nowhere in the 30-second ad did it say Jazzwares, did it say AEW. It didn't even say who Ricky Stark is. So if your wife's watching it, or my wife, or somebody who's a casual wrestling fan, mm-hmm. they're not going to know it's AEW figures or who Ricky – yeah, it's just useless. So, I mean, if – and it didn't really need to be an announced thing ahead of time. You could have just posted that and done a funny little series with it. But I just feel like – I mean, we talk about it all the time, and I don't want to beat a dead horse, but Jazzwares is just like, when's the last time we got excited for something that they've revealed?
It's the ringside exclusives, I feel like, are the only things that are worth getting excited for through them. Blood and guts.
Is super dry, so I got to keep it lubricated.
It's all right. That's all right.
With water. God. Sorry, guys. Sorry. On the Patreon, I don't cough at all. But on the free version, I'm just going to cough. I'm just going to start smoking cigarettes and cigars.
You hit it right on the head with the – it falls right in line with the big announcements with AEW. I just kind of feel like the whole Jazzwares AEW thing, they're like a perfect match because I feel like the figs don't live up to the expectations. The only thing people really care about, it seems like, with AEW right now is the chases. That's all anybody cares about. And can we get some fucking acclaimed figures, please? Like, how much? They're not in stores yet. I know Ringside might be shipping them soon, but like, hottest tag team in the world a year and a half ago. And we're still waiting on figures.
Should have had it a while ago, for sure. And I would say the same thing for Mattel. If Mattel came out with something like this, only thing I want with an announcement from one of these companies is, show me something I can give you my money for. That's mm-hmm. it. That's all the relationship needs to be. It doesn't need to be anything else. You know what I mean? Like, you're providing a service. I want to give you money for wrestling figures. Okay, here's some new wrestling figures. Here's where you buy them. That's it. That's all it has to be. That's all anybody wants.
The run-in a long time ago. Like, I want to give you my money. Make it as easy as possible for me to give you my money. That's
still no information about the Jazzwares vault, when it opens, what's going to be on it to start, anything like that. So they announced that and just kind of fumbled the bag on that. So hopefully we get some new stuff announced from them soon. You had just put it up onto the video here, which if you are a Patreon member at the $10 tier, you can join us live while we're recording. We're going to put some photos up here so you can see. This is the Adam Cole as the Devil micro brawler. It's a limited time pre-order for 1 week only.
Life size.
Oh, come on. That's rude. Yeah. He's got the crutch in one hand, and he has the kind of half his body is dressed as the Devil, half is dressed as him. Kind of timely, though. It's good for, you know, the reveal a couple weeks ago. That's on the heels of last week with the 2 week Kurt Angle pre-order, which I still have not done yet. I'll probably forget about. But, what do you think is the perfect amount of time for a pre-order?
2 weeks.
2 weeks?
2 weeks. I think you're getting everybody's getting at least one pay period in there. So whether you're paid bi-weekly, you know, semi-monthly, whatever, weekly, everybody's getting one pay period in there. I do like the creativity with this micro brawler, like not a huge Adam Cole guy. Obviously thought this whole thing was a bust, but I like the creativity with that.
Yeah. Welcome back, Nicholas.
I mean, Adam Cole is also not a huge guy, so it's fine.
You missed my joke.
Oh, sorry.
That's all right. I said this is life size.
Oh. Now, is this going to be the first sitting micro brawler, or
Yeah, you're all coming for him tonight. He was seated on a promo just now on Dynamite, which was pretty intimidating seeing somebody doing a promo from a chair, you know.
Someone who cannot actually defend themselves?
It is kind of sad how things have gone for him since he got to AEW, right? I mean, is this the second? Did he have a concussion was the first thing?
Concussion. Yeah.
It sucks. I mean, he was a guy I was really looking forward to see on the main roster in WWE and be like the next Shawn Michaels.
It's also weird to drop below 175 pounds as a professional wrestler.
He is tiny.
That does not fly around like Rey Mysterio. So, yeah, no, I mean, what is it? Years ago, Triple H wouldn't sign him because he was like, "You're too small."
He all the criticism, he still has not gotten any bigger. I mean, so props to him for just staying away from the weights, you know? Yeah. They'll kill you. Also, Nick, we're going to start coughing a lot on the podcast, but not on the Patreon stuff. Yeah.
I'm back, guys.
Okay.
Sorry, Nick from Connecticut. No, that's that. My kid goes to daycare. Anybody that's ever had a kid goes to daycare gets it.
Yep.
Always it goes. Sick.
We were at the Taekwondo place my son goes to. Next door has like a little restaurant. There's like a arcade down below the restaurant. It has like, you know, you can order food there. And my son was playing video games. Yeah, they're most of them are free except for like the Papa Shot thing. So I see some kid at like the X-Men game just standing there. I'm sitting there drinking a beer. My son's doing something. This kid's just playing, just coughing all over the controls. Oh, yeah. Like, I know I'm gonna get fucking sick from this place, and I did. So that's probably
it. Was like getting pink eye in the dorms.
Agent Zero. Moving on, Epic Toys. Back from the dead, Epic Toys showed off a DDP retro, which looks really nice, man. You guys see this? You got a picture of this one, Nikki? Tommy?
Got it coming up right.
Wow, look at you.
Wow. Look at that. Boom.
A little blur. Awesome. Oh, no, there it goes. It auto-corrected. This looks really good, dude. Like, if I was a WCW guy or early, kind of his early time in WWF, I would definitely get this.
Yeah, if I was still all in on retros, man, I'd be all over this. What a comeback for Epic Toys.
Yeah, what did they do before this that was also good? Is that the Barbarian? And,
Power of Pain,
their tag teams have been amazing. So
yeah. It's got the diamond cutter hands. He's got the shirt. So
what did I read? That these are magnetic? That's how they're doing the hands? There's no pegs? They're just magnetic?
Oh, really? I didn't realize that. I like that. And it looks like a soft good shirt on there too.
That's rare.
Where does it switch? Because he has white wrist tape in the diamond hand.
Oh, it's probably just at the shoulder. It's probably just at the shoulder. Just
was that his entire arms? Maybe. Oh, I thought
yeah.
Hands. Okay. That's what they did for Demolition, right? Is that the masks?
The heads
are
were
just
magnetic.
Like magnetic or something. Yeah. Seriously, like that technology,
sorry,
though.
Sorry for anybody listening to my coughing. I do apologize. All jokes aside. Yeah, sorry. I got a cough drop in, I promise. So this looks nice. I don't know when this comes out or when the pre-orders go up, but you're probably looking a year from now, I would say, if the pre-order is in the next couple months, right? I mean, realistically.
This is Zombie Sailor level, I feel like.
That's what everybody's been saying.
That good.
Yeah.
It's definitely that influence.
Yeah,
it's like zombie influence like that. Yeah. Okay, I guess we're gonna make them.
This is also probably a computer drawing, right? This is not a real figure, which I'm sure it'll probably be close to this, but you know, we'll have to see. But
that face looks pretty good, man. It looks
I have no problems. The hair looks great. I think
I
think he's got too many abs. If I could nitpick, he's a little too ripped.
Yeah,
DDP
retros are pretty fit, you know.
DDP was very dad bod.
Yeah.
But what retro is like really true to like someone's actual like physical stature?
Yoko, that's true.
Yeah.
It's like Piper is always ripped in every single figure he has. It's like Piper was dad bod.
Yep. You're right.
Lean dad bod.
I'm sorry.
Speaking of retros, we also saw the One Man Gang. We talked about it last week. It's up for pre-order starting today from Heels and Faces. And those figures are in hand, so they'll get to you in weeks instead of months or a year. So that's pretty awesome.
Boom, look at that. Video on demand on Patreon. Got it up on there. I said last week, man, this figure looks great, but what throws me off on it is that the picture has sunglasses, but the figure doesn't.
No, I didn't even know that.
That's a weird nitpicky thing, but it's just – and like obviously once it's open, it doesn't matter, but it was just weird to me. Messing with me.
No. That's a great fig. Hopefully Hopefully he has the rights to make Akeem.
That would be amazing.
Yeah. Or George the African Dream.
was that his name? George the African Dream?
No.
Or just, but oh, that's just like Akeem, the...
But it is George something, I think. So.
Yeah. So those both look great. Speaking of reveals, tell us about your time at the major live show down in Orlando over the weekend, Nick. You are a correspondent live on the scene.
Oh, yeah, live on
the scene. How was it? What'd you do there? What'd you eat? What'd you drink? Who'd you get chopped by?
You're in a lot of videos, bro.
You talk in a lot of videos,
egging people on to chop and take chops. Flew down Saturday afternoon. Mr. Sapienza was not too far behind me, so we met up. We checked in. We tried to go to what is it called? Disney Springs. I'm always going to say Downtown Disney, but Disney Springs.
Yep.
I guess it was Marathon Weekend, so it was absolutely insane there. So we got what we needed to, got some gifts for the kids, and then we tried to, let's go to Raising Cane's. I've never been to Raising Cane's. I'd love to try this sauce. Nope. 200 people hanging out the door.
Oh, my God.
It was packed. But I guess a Portillo's opened right across the street, and I'd heard about it for years. I'm sure it's not as good as the Chicago ones, but that was good. Hot dog and a chili cheese dog and some crinkle cut fries. I'll take that all day. Mm. No shake. And then I saw that a ton of the major marks were already at Tin Roof the night before. So I met up with some people. There was a band playing, hanging out. Sunday, Waffle House. As always, that's the only way you can really celebrate Orlando besides Disney. Met up. The show was great. The show, that was a ton of guests. I guess a bunch of them were staying in the house, the Major Pod crew with Heath and Ricky Morton and some other guys. Quite the lineup. No huge, I guess, Swerve had to cancel last minute. They said they promised somebody bigger than Kevin Nash. I don't think Swerve is as big as Kevin Nash, but
no, I don't.
Sorry.
Either.
That's just, yeah. I guess just because it was so timely to have him.
Yeah, he's hot right now, you know, as far
it's
as
cool to see his figure in person. Jazzwares gave them whatever the prototype or something like that. So I have to check that out. And Deanna saved the day and it was the last minute guest. The guests of the day, if they still say it on major, you know, you'll find this out. Savio Vega was absolutely amazing. Mm. Hastel Toys brought him in. They sold some of his figs. And he, what a fucking sweetheart, aside from chopping everybody. what a sweetheart. And he hung out all night just talking stories. I was saying, you know, I asked him what he thought about WWE coming in there once a year. He loved it. He does say Bad Bunny should have closed the show, and I probably agree with that.
We talked about
but it is tough not to keep not to have the bloodline in the main event.
He
hopes there's more coming soon.
He lasted longer than Mark Sterling, huh?
Yes, yeah. Smart Mark. I guess he's the first one to fly out. He always wants to get home to his family, home to his kids. So for him to get a full night of sleep, that doesn't surprise me one bit.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But I mean, it's a long day. The show starts at 3, and people, you know, we got kicked out. We got moved, not kicked out. We got moved from the stage bar to the regular bar. So
it was sounded it was like a good time, man. From listening to the early pod this week, it sounded like a great time.
And it was the first time a show sponsored by PBR. They did not run out of PBR within 30 minutes of opening. Like Jimmy's always does.
Wow.
Kowloon's always does. They literally bring in like 2 30 packs, and they think that Major Marks are that's all.
Come on, doing. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Dude, it was $4 tall boys. That's how I'm gonna go through the show.
What a steal!
And then I'll sip on noons the rest of the day, especially in Orlando, man. Not New York City prices, but what do we get for reveals? The Major Bendy Zero Mark Mero, the Boxer Mark Mero in the red. Which I would love a Johnny B. Bad if they could somehow figure out how to make that at some point.
We got all these reveals here.
Oh, here we go.
Man,
look at that.
Oh, yeah. So you got Conan and Heath Slater variants, a Deanna variant. QT Marshall is joining the family. Mark Mero, they did a Ricky Morton. That was an exclusive. Oh, with this, I didn't realize it was the Sons of Morton t-shirt.
That was available today if you missed out on it.
Yeah,
and you're listening early on Patreon.
Yeah, I just don't need multiple Ricky Mortons.
No.
Butterbean's kind of cool, you know, especially in that time frame. Because he seemed like if he signed the right contract, they could have made a Venom of him at the time. I think it was too far off those years, right?
Yeah, totally. I think he was right in there. Yeah.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah.
And their big one is leaving the wrestling world and doing Jay and Silent Bob, but keeping it in Jersey for Kinnick. So, a mechanic. So
I like that. I mean, expanding out of the wrestling bubble, and I think you can go a lot of different ways with this. And you have a lot of people that will buy them that are not even wrestling fans or don't even know that it's a wrestling
figure
company. You know,
less politically charged, like the Tyrus ones. You know, that's right.
All their stuff is at majorbendies.com. They have a separate website now for all that stuff. So the big rubber guys and the major bendies are at majorbendies.com. So a lot of cool reveals.
These I was pumped about. I don't necessarily need another hacksaw like I had the original, but Magnum, dude, I'll take that over the Power Town.
Yeah, that looks cool.
These really both cool. Look amazing. The hacksaw and the Magnum TA big rubber guys, both of these look absolutely amazing. I'm not going to lie to you. J&J had Demolition on their site today or yesterday, and I was like, am I going in all in on these?
Dude, I have a 25% one-time code to use from the Toys for Tots donation. And I was like, do I buy these? Is this what I buy?
Isn't it crazy that it took so long for someone to make LJNs? Like,
it had to be someone that wasn't going to do it on the cheap, you know? Yeah,
because and that's the line that people love so much, you know, that I'm surprised it took so long, but I'm glad they did it because they're doing it right.
It is. It's kind of crazy, too, that, like, we grew up on the Gloobs and the Hasbros, right? But, like, these LJNs and the Remcos, which we'll get into later on in the show, are kind of, like, I don't want to say taken over, but like there's a buzz for these as like that's just up there, just as much up there as the retros, if not more. Like I'm more in on these than I am on the retros and the superstars.
You're kind of getting name talent. Well, first of all, they're trying to fill some gaps, but you're getting name talent and guys that are out there. Obviously not Macho and Andre coming, but guys that you can get this signed, and it's not retros all fighting for the same piece of pie. Where it's like, sorry, I don't think anybody ever needed a roadblock besides his family and some true WCW completist. Like, not to pick on him, but no one I don't think anybody was clamoring for that.
No, I agree.
And there's a lot of figures. I Haku, I would have bought Tongaloa, but why can't you get Tama Tonga? Why can't you get the whole team? Mm-hmm. Why can't you get his other kid in Hikaleo? They're all fighting for this small world, but the bigger ever guys, it's a cool idea.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually am an LJN guy. So I was out by like wave two of Hasbro's, which really bums me out now when I see the value. Except my brother spray painting all of my LJNs for some science project. I thought it was the mold that and Brian always talking about, but no, it's black spray paint. Cause my brother's a dick.
Oh my gosh. No way.
If I could go back in time and find my Hasbros and my Galoobs, they would all be painted and shit too. I remember painting the Sid Justice Galoob to look like Adam Bomb with like model kit paint. Like it wasn't the right paint to be using. It was just a mess. But
oh, I would always touch up the black with a permanent marker.
Yeah.
Yep. That was pointless. Yeah.
That was the opposite. I was a fancy boy. I would like my Christmas presents. I would like wait as long as I could to take them out of the package. I would like save all the little on the G.I. Joe, the cards on the back. I cut them out perfectly and save them in like a little bag.
I feel like you had them in a box where you could look at them like a file.
Like a little file folder. Yeah.
What was Snake Eyes' real name? Oh, he didn't have
it. Oh, unknown. Oh, it's classified. Well, I'm glad you had fun, man. Those live shows are always a lot of fun. Tom, from the one you remember, I'm sure you had a good time with that too. Here in Baltimore.
Yeah, I was going to say, Nick was on my level during this one, from all the videos I saw in the back of him.
I was like, it was
not Tommy Paradise's ground level.
I had a great buzz, and I just coasted back into reality.
Not me, man. I was just trying to keep up with Cornswoggle.
Say Cornswoggle?
No, Hornswoggle.
Hornswoggle. Oh, I thought you said Cornswoggle would be a good name for him, like a movie theater themed wrestling match. Cornswoggle.
They say they're going back to Jimmy's this year. Phil, still an account of yours, right?
Were an account. They're just it's a house account for me because I spend so much there just eating.
Oh, I got you. Well, can you just reinforce to them how much they need to, like, actually have PBRs?
Oh, I'll tell them. Yeah, yeah.
Dude, I'm sure they're cheapest off for them to buy, and they'll sell out.
Well, they're probably also like, if these don't sell this weekend, these are never going to sell, so I can't order
too many. You could sell them during any sporting event.
Oh, for a Ravens game, you do dollar PBRs or something? Yeah, they'll probably be gold. Yeah.
There's an old bar near.
Sell them in a paper bag. Tell them to sell them in a paper bag at that. Yeah.
There's an old bar in West Springfield, Mass. That used to have PBR on draft for 75 cents.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah. Imagine. Yeah, it's a dive bar.
I remember Nickel Night in college, dude. Just, yeah. Like, we wouldn't even charge. You would just, hopefully, the people would tip.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
John Taffer hates to hear it.
If they go back to Baltimore, I'm in.
Okay. Yeah, we'll do it quick. You guys can – well, we'll get into that Airbnb again. I'll stay there with you, you know?
Yeah. Good call. Yeah. Good call.
I'm selling Tom to the train, dude. We booked that shit out early enough. It's like $35 round trip.
Yeah.
So take the train here?
It's so stupid. It's cheaper than tolls, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, the drive.
And Phil could just drive us around. It's fine.
Hell yeah. I'm down with that. Are we going to talk about the Tony Khan Twitter situation from yesterday?
Are we going to talk about the missing link Remco first?
Oh, sure. Let's talk about that. Yeah. Power Town's coming out with a missing link Remco.
Dude, this looks awesome. Like, I vaguely remember missing link, but this is awesome. Like,
Toyetic AF.
Yeah, they nailed it.
And his first figure.
Ever, right?
I didn't realize that. I thought he had an original Remco for some reason, or like not an LJN, but I thought he had something.
They didn't sneak him into like classic superstars, like
no, I don't think so.
Because they went out of WWF, right? For classic superstars, or am I wrong there?
I mean they did WCW and ECW, but I think that's as far as they went.
Never AW. Okay. Is that like a Vern Gagne hanging around somewhere? Like
no.
Okay. You talked about this in our group chat, Nick, and I think you're right. I don't know why none of us predicted this for our 2024 predictions. These Remco style figures, like the Superstars ones, I think are going to overtake the retros as far as what people are looking for.
DJ said that on the run in a while back, too.
Yeah.
Confirmed by Chad. This is his first fig, by the way. Confirmed by Chad.
Oh, cool. Okay. I just feel like they're more fun. Like the retros, I think, have just kind of run their course, you know? Like, but these Remco ones are like so more customizable, and you know, Ringside is getting into it with the bell to bell figures, and we got Remco doing their thing.
Yeah, they're covering a lot of bases.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's talk shit about Tony Khan.
Wow.
This guy just take the
explain to the people. Explain to the people what happened.
He got mad and tweeted because that Jinder Mahal just shows up a year after being on TV demanding a title match, and Hook has a 28-1 record and is getting a title match against Samoa Joe because he earned it.
Yeah, well, that's what it is. Jinder hasn't won in a year.
Yeah. He hasn't won in a year, right? You're right. So he just went on a Twitter rant, bitching and complaining, and somebody.
Can we just start with all the guys? Yeah, can we just start with all the people like that sit in catering for 8 to 10 to 12 to 14 to 16 months,
and then just show up, and we're supposed to forget that they were gone.
Abaddon didn't wrestle for like 2 years.
I was just about to say her. Yeah, she just had a title match, didn't she?
Yeah.
She didn't wrestle for like 2 years.
And if you didn't have ROH, like how many more people would not be getting any TV time?
Go ahead, Phil.
It all started because there was a tweet from WWE's Twitter account about the upcoming fight between Rollins and Mahal, and the USA Network Twitter account basically said, well, what's the cage match ratings or whatever that website is that Tony Khan fucking lives and dies by, that 200 people put ratings on, and they're basically dunking on Tony Khan, and he just went off the deep end about it, which is funny. But I mean, this is just more and more of this guy just like totally, I mean, he's already lost the casual fans. Like I saw more and more people in like the comments, like less people defending him, Nick, in like the major pod group, where there's a lot of AEW fans in there. Just a lot of people are like, man, this is getting annoying. This is getting old. It's making me hard to want to watch. Like, it used to be like 90% supporting him, and now it's slowly because people are tired of it, man. It's just, you know, if you don't have your head in the game, eye on the prize all the time, you're going to let shit slip by. You know, that's why the Jaguars aren't in the playoffs. I mean, fuck.
He's just so – sorry, go ahead, Nick.
Oh, no, go ahead.
He's just so caught up and like, worried about, like, what WWE is doing while his product is slipping. Like, I said for the longest time on the Run-In podcast, I want AEW to succeed. I still want AEW to succeed because in the grand scheme of wrestling, it's good for the business. But competition's good. People could jump in back and forth is good. But it's just it's hard to like his product. And then I don't know if you guys saw it afterwards, Dustin Rhodes was like, guys, stop with the tribalism. Just enjoy wrestling. And it's like, well, Tony Khan is kind of, you know, coming at everybody with torches and pitchforks or coming at WWE fans and WWE with pitchforks and flaming torches saying like, well, what about this and this? And then like, it's like, he's one of the ones that is starting the tribalism. He's going after WWE and WWE is just like, whatever. We don't need to worry about this mosquito, this gnat.
And yeah, exactly. But exactly. Just watch what you want. Enjoy what you want. But this guy just needs to not get baited into stuff.
Yeah.
Unless he wants people to talk about him. Unless he wants people to talk about this. Because I know they say, you know, was it, you know, no press is bad press. But this is bad.
Yeah.
He looks bad in this. So. He can be a clown at times, I guess.
I can't believe there's not somebody behind the scenes like saying like, bro, give me your phone.
Well, who's behind the scenes that can tell him anything? It's his company.
Apparently Daniel Bryan. Yeah, Daniel Bryan's a law. And
all those guys are fucking rank and file. Just him, Bald FTR, all those guys are just they know what they got.
What was it? They were like anti, and now they're like they're all going along with it.
I guess so.
I guess without Punk there, they're just, I don't know. That bums me out that they're not going to hold themselves.
I think losing Punk, first losing Cody and then losing Punk is like, man, it's really just taken. They haven't been able to recover from either of those guys leaving, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then he started in with Bischoff a little bit about stuff and like called Bischoff out for being a nobody. Bischoff pulled up a screenshot of when he was on AEW and it said groundbreaking wrestling promoter on his like name on the scrawl, and then Bischoff. But somebody had a good point. Bischoff was doing all this kind of stuff on TV as a character on Nitro as a heel,
mm-hmm.
you know, calling out Vince McMahon.
Yeah, he would have been just as bad with social media.
He would have been bad on Twitter, 100%. But you can't compare the two because Tony Khan is not an on-screen character. He's supposed to be just the owner of the company who's just a wrestling fan and want, you know, it's just apples and oranges to me, but
yeah.
I mean, just have somebody do the AEW account, like the Wendy's and Slim Jim guy, like where they try to roast people, like build up that personality and then sneak what Tony Khan wants to say into that. Let it be funny. Let it be overly sarcastic, but it comes off as very petty, obviously. So
yeah, it's not good for business. We do have to talk about a potential WrestleMania weekend Fig Cave hangout. We have to went no details yet. This is early groundbreaking. We should probably talk about this off the air, but if we're going, it sounds like the three of us are going, and some of our other members of the team might be there too. When should we do this? Obviously, WrestleMania Saturday and Sunday. We'll probably get into town a little bit early.
Friday?
I think you almost have to do it Saturday. Well, you're talking about like a pre,
like get together
like
for
like a tailgate. Oh,
I guess a tailgate could be fun because you can tailgate for at that stadium there. I mean, we have the Jimmy's Seafood. Jimmy's Seafood is doing a big tailgate there with Kurt Angle, and I think Mandy Rose is going to be there.
WrestleMania weekend?
Yeah, in Philly, they're doing like all you can eat, all you can drink. Yeah, I didn't tell you guys this.
No.
Oh,
this guy, dude.
Is there steamed shrimp? Dude. Is there crab cakes?
I'm sure.
Salt potatoes?
Yeah. let me pull up crab the details. Dip? I don't have them here in front of me, but I'll get it. Maybe get Chad on that. Let's put our patrons to work for us more. No, but they are doing something. I forget which day it's on, whether it's Saturday or Sunday, but that would be perfect. I mean, people would have to pay to get in. I don't want to really make people do that if they don't, you know, if they don't drink or if they don't eat food. Maybe they're, you know, on like a smoothie diet or something.
You're gonna want Jimmy's before you go in there, guys.
Yes, of course. Especially if you're it would be nice to get all the way down there, and then you don't have to worry about like going to a restaurant, freaking sitting around indoors, you know, tipping somebody. This is gonna have, I'm sure they're gonna have a giant stage with music. Angle's gonna be there taking pictures. You can get into science figs probably. So that's an option, but we'll talk about it, the three of us. I think that's on Saturday, so that might be cool because there is some bars in that area close to the stadium. But would you guys be down to go to the Jimmy's tailgate?
I'm down.
Yeah, I mean,
You had me at Jimmy's, sir.
If we're gonna have to eat and drink anyway, might as well do it.
I think it, like a parking lot tailgate, if they're allowed, would be cool. Like before one of the days, but probably Saturday because you're kind of like hungover Sun, not hungover, but like wrestling mentally hungover by Sunday. Yeah.
It's one of the few, like the Phillies are one of the few baseball teams that you can tailgate at, and because all the stadiums are in one area, so it's one big parking lot. So I'm sure you can. We did it at MetLife, so.
Mm, yeah.
I'm going to pull it up here when I get a chance, but you guys keep talking. That's it for news, right? We're done with news?
I think so.
We got weekly purchases now? Good. Let's with our it. New tunes?
New intro, ready? Ready for it?
Oh, baby.
Here comes the money.
Here we go. Money talk.
Here comes the money.
We get dollars,
this bro. Like those money guns that Lacey Evans used to come out with.
Yep.
Rest in peace. Rest in peace, Lacey Evans.
Oh man. Man.
Whatever happened to her?
OnlyFans, dude.
Oh, is she OnlyFans, Estrella, dude?
Oh yeah. It's not great, but it's out there.
My wife texts me, "People don't want to hear you coughing on your podcast." And I said, yeah, last week you mooned me. Why don't you try that again? See if
and a lot of people were talking about that afterwards.
Yeah, a lot of people were talking about that.
So don't forget to follow her at Rockwell over Alex.
Exactly. Thank you. Wow. I got you. What a plug.
I got you.
Thanks, bro.
What do you guys got?
Who wants to start?
I can go if you want. If...
Yeah, if you're already on screen, you might as well start. Yeah, let's go.
I'll start out with this. What do you mean I'm already on screen? We're all on screen.
Oh, on screen, man. Hey,
your stuff is right behind you.
Oh.
That's right. I can see it right behind you.
So I got the assist from Phil and Michael LaPuma.
Ooh.
For badass Billy Gunn from the from the Facebook group, the Major Pod Facebook group, which I'm not allowed in anymore. So they hooked me up with this. I talked about it last week where I needed to finish my my DX set. So I'm done with DX. Suck it.
I want to see that all set up together.
Oh, yeah.
Was that complete?
Complete.
We had but Billy got with the camo pants.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm doing them without the camo pants and everything, though. I have them in their gear with the DX shirts on.
Then why did you build that model tank?
That was separate. That was just for fun. That was for my Shotzi. That's for my Shotzi display. I don't know what I'm trying to say. Also got Hogan Legends. Actually,
I've not been in a Target all week. I need to get these
boxes, dude, are phenomenal. I got the Andre the Giant regular.
These, man,
these boxes are I wish the regular elites were in these boxes.
They're they feel durable. Flimsy, or it feels strong.
Oh, they are strong. Yeah, they are strong. The only thing that's a little weird, it looks like Andre the Giant is milking his tits. It's a giant man in this box, and it looks like they crammed him in there. But I mean, Hogan looks fine. Like the box, but they really are like durable. My buddy, so I found a Scott Steiner yesterday and traded my buddy for this Hogan. He's like, it's a little damaged. It's a little pushed in the back. I'm like, I don't care. I'm going to open it. But even that, like, I feel like the damage that is on this, if it was in an elite package, they would have to like sell it for like 50% off because it would be that beat up. Oh, like these are very durable, very durable. So I'm pumped to have these. I still need to find the Andre the Giant. And then when I was out hunting yesterday, I also found the Ultimate Warrior Ultimate. So I canceled my pre-order right in the store, and I just grabbed that.
See, I can't cancel the pre-order because I got a way better deal on the pre-order.
Oh, see, I didn't get the deal. I got the deal on the Hogan set, which I have right down here. It's in the box.
I think still. I did like the spend 100 to get 25 off or something. So, yeah.
I used that. I forget what I used. It was like buy one toy, get one free or something. I don't know. But first look here. I haven't seen the Hogan 3-pack yet. So no.
Wow, you are really diving right back into figures, dude, aren't you? You're just fucking balls deep again.
I was just thinking, I have this Detolf behind me, and I'm like, fuck, I think I already need to go down to IKEA and figure something else out.
Some of the stores are out of Detolfs now.
I think I'm gonna go back. Actually, there was a bookshelf I had. I forget the name of it, but it was like glass and metal, and it was just a bookshelf. Rudsta? Might be the Rudsta.
That's what you had me pick. Is that the one you had me pick up?
That's the one behind me. I forget the name of it. I'll look while you guys are talking about it. But this is my
first. You want to buy it? You want to buy Detolf?
No. No, I
fucking hate this thing.
The Hogan 3-pack, man. I did not even open this until now. I'm so happy to have this. I kind of want another one to open.
Wow.
Like, I want one MOC, but
I need that.
I don't know. Do I really need it MOC and open? I don't know. But this is fucking beautiful. But I have one more thing, but I'll wait until you guys are done to do my last thing. It's the ringside thing.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I'll go real quick. I did get the Hogan 3-pack, and I got Gigi and JC.
Mm.
I sold a set on eBay, and then I found two sets today. So one went to a group chat, and the other one I might keep.
Just curious, what'd you get for them on eBay?
I sold them early, $95.
Oh, I hate your chat.
It's about 60 now.
Damn.
And what else?
So, no, that's all right.
I grabbed two during the 75% off sale on Pro Wrestling Tees. Two Hook AEW exclusives, just because it was cheap. The shipping didn't go up to add a second one, so I figured I'll sell one and someone can help me pay for the first one. So, not bad. Defenders. There you go.
Are those ringside defenders? Pack,
and I got to pick up the. What's that?
Are those ringside defenders or are they like AEW?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it seems like Shop AEW, Pro Wrestling Tees, and High Spots are always like flush with defenders, ringside defenders.
Okay.
So, John, making it in, man. I have one more thing, but I'll say it next week just because it's sitting at Tommy from Legal's house.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. So I finally found the information for this Jimmy Seafood tailgate. It's $155 per day. They're doing it on Saturday and Sunday. They have a VIP for both days. You get to meet like Mandy or Kurt Angle. There will be dozens of current and former pro wrestlers on hand to be announced in the coming weeks and months. Premium open bar for 3+ hours, bottomless cocktails, wine, and beer. Extensive, delicious buffet. 3 hours of entertainment. DJ will be spinning your favorite wrestling-themed tunes and entrance songs. There will be games, interactive contests, interviews with legends, much more. So that's will take place at Xfinity Live, just steps away from Lincoln Financial Field. So pretty pricey, but I mean, get for 3 hours of eating and drinking. You can't really the kids. Oh damn, my son would be $129. It's not much of a discount. I have to talk to John about that, but that's an option. We'll talk. But even if we don't do it, they're doing that both days, folks. So if you are going to WrestleMania, if you've never been to Jimmy Seafood, or you just want something to not have to think about like what you're going to do beforehand, pregame, it's a pretty good idea. So
I'd be down to do it one day. I think
Saturday.
Yeah, two. Yeah. Saturday.
But yeah,
I also don't know if I want to be that stuffed before I go watch 4 hours of wrestling.
Yeah.
Feel loafy as shit by the.
Let me go. This might be my early, very very early contender for figure of the year here. This is the hot dog Tannis wrestler and figure of all time. This is the Ultimate Warrior, Ultimate Edition Target exclusive. Why can't I find my fucking camera? There you go. Great figure. I mean, I'm not a huge Warrior fan, and I'm never really impressed with Warrior figures, but the duster on this thing, the colors pop so well. Really awesome figure, man. Love it. Love it, love it, love it. Not sure why. Why did we talk about this with Steve Ozer, why some of these are more of like a drawing? I guess the Legends ones are more of like a drawing, and then the normal ones are not, right?
Yeah, they are a little bit. I didn't realize that.
No, because the Bret Hart one doesn't look a drawing like this.
I can't see my other ones.
Yeah, AJ Razor.
off-season. Yeah, like the Target ones. Yeah. I think Macho was like a drawing kind of thing. Maybe it's the deceased guys. I don't know. I'll have to ask Steve. I'll have to ask Steve about that. I got a box here, and this is a first. A box I'm sending out to Tommy Paradise with some crab chips.
Let's go.
And also, this is a piece de resistance. Royal Farms cheese curl crab seasoning.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. I got one coming for you. Oh, no? You don't like that? I was going to send some to you, Nick. Well, fuck you with that face.
I'll take a plane. I'll take some planes. Some barbecue.
I got this big old box from Ringside. John from Ringside slid into the old DMs. Oh. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can hear me? How?
Yeah.
My headphones just came unplugged. How can you hear me?
There's still a microphone on the laptop, dude.
Yeah, you probably can't hear us.
I can hear you. Yeah. Oh. Wait, I don't even need headphones? What probably doesn't sound
yes,
good
you do. Quality. Yes, you do. Zach's going to yell at us if you don't wear the fucking headphones.
Yeah.
He will yell at me. He always yells at me.
He just sends us angry memes. You guys don't even know. He's...
So John from Ringside Collectibles DM'd me and said, you know, hey, what's your address? And I wanted to say, hey, I bought like 5,000 things from you. You probably knew my address by now. But I was nice. And my niceness paid off. So he sent me all of the new Bell-to-Bell figures.
Let's go.
Wow.
Both sets of the Steiner Brothers. These things look awesome, dude. I'm going to review these. I'm actually going to open one right now. This is the Steiner Brothers Michigan Jackets. Know somebody who wants that. The Danhausen, which is I'm going to open up this one right now. The Steiner Brothers, Scott Steiner, Big Papa Pump. These Road Warriors. I got both of the Cardona GCW ones. Just awesome. I mean, what a quick turnaround for these, huh? Oh, you got them too.
I got them too. That's the thing I said I was going to open live on while we're recording here.
Okay, you got something to open.
They've had it for a while, right? I mean, what's that?
You got some, we're gonna both open stuff. You got nothing to open?
I mean, I can open anything I want in this room.
You're like a little Christmas present.
Sure, I'll open the Junkyard Dog Retros. Go ahead, let's do it.
Okay. No, don't do that. Anyway, these cards are super thick, very nice. I like the artwork on the back. But like I had no idea that they were even gonna come out with figures. They just did a pre-order in like December and now they're here. Like,
well, you know what? I'm gonna open the extra Brian Myers I just picked up.
Oh, okay.
I kind of like that they're doing that, like the working in silence thing. Yeah. Like they're just doing, you know, you didn't know that they had signed the Steiner Brothers. They're not announcing it until they know they're going to have them in stock soon. So, dude, I love the
thick carding, bro.
Yeah,
really thick.
I love the artwork on the back and the little story. Oh, not suitable for children under 36 months, guys. Just be careful.
36 months? What is that for? Why can't they just put the years on there?
I think that's three.
Yeah.
So don't
worry. Right, sorry, M Dog.
I got the Danhausen opened up here. Arms do not bend at the elbow, but I do like how they move here. You got the removable pants. You got the cape.
I kind of like that. Like, I still have the card. I ripped it open and it's still like, I mean, I'm not going to hang that up or anything, but didn't like fall apart, disintegrate.
This little tiny drawstring bag has actual pieces of money in it. Oh my God. These little Danhausen dollars. Can you see this?
Yeah. Wow.
Has his face on there.
Dude, these are awesome. These Legion of
the Road Warrior. He's going to initial those and sell them on Whatnot for hundreds of human dollars.
And it comes with a little thing of teeth.
These look just like
pops right on and off, dude. Myers?
Oh, I'm going to try that too.
What pops on and off? The head? My hawk waist is a little loose, but other than that, man, these are like... These look just like fucking Remco's. It's crazy.
And these make sense to all be like buff because the Remco's were all the same like body type, so...
Yeah, I wasn't like a huge Remco guy, but...
I would have kicked you out of my birthday if you gave me a Remco.
Yeah. I did play with a lot of He-Men. A lot of Masters of the Universe, well, and that's where my love for these, like this style of figures came from. These are amazing. So I am so happy with these.
I'm going to do an unboxing video for some of these onto our YouTube with my son tomorrow, and we'll unbox two or three of them. A couple of them will go to you guys, And a couple of them we're going to give away to folks in the Patreon over the next couple of weeks and months. So we'll do some contests or giveaways and stuff like that. So I don't really – I love them. I think they're awesome. I can't start another collection, but I would love to give them away to some of the folks that listen to our podcast. Thank you, Ringside, for sending us these. And the packaging is really good. I mean, the packaging kind of makes it.
Absolutely. Real quick, I got Flair here from the – like Flair Remco.
Oh, wow.
And the Hawk. I should have grabbed a superstar from behind me, but like they are in scale. They literally just look brighter because they're newer. It freaking works. It's amazing.
You might have already said this. What's holding the shoulder pads on? Are they under their arms? Are they
nothing? They're on there. But you can take them off.
Okay, cool.
Easy enough.
Yeah.
Can't wait to get the someday, probably in like May, maybe I'll get my Asylum figures and we'll get a side by side with the Legion of Doom.
Still have those, dude.
What?
I can't believe you still don't have those,
dude. Just hey, you know what? We're doing two orders, and one of them is, you know, they didn't tell anybody that not everybody's gonna get them, so everybody thought they were in the first shipment, and then all of a sudden, oh, they're at customs. Great.
Ugh.
There's a delay. Of course there is.
Chad wants you to hold up the Matt and Nick 2-pack, Phil.
Oh, sure. Yeah, the boxes are legit on these, too. They have the belts and all the hands displayed. There we go.
And don't forget, guys, you can use the code FIGCAVE to save 10% when you order these at Ringside Collectibles.
And we got the bloody version here. Why can't I figure out where the camera is? Yeah, I love the title belt over the top. You got the light tubes, broken light tubes. I'd say my only gripe with these is the non-bending elbow, but I've never had a Remco before. I mean, I know the Superstars figures bend at the elbow, but I guess none of these have elbow articulation.
A bunch of my Ric Flair figures just fell. The Remcos, the elbow did not bend.
Okay, so I guess it's authentic to that then. So.
Yep.
Makes sense. But other than that, I mean, they're. As soon as I saw them, I was like, man, I want to start collecting these. These are super cool. They would look cool, just kind of like Fig Heel has in his basement, where they're all kind of like on a. All the Remcos are together. They just look good. They're kind of lined up all together. You don't have to like really pose them or anything. They just kind of stand there like soldiers.
That's what I got. I got a little like miscellaneous shelf back there. And I have the Piper, the Honky Tonk Man Superstars back there. But I also have the Bone Crushing Wrestlers from Figure Collections mixed in with them too. But these are just going to go right next to those guys, and they're going to fit in perfect.
Nice. All right, Nick, we skipped you, I think. So what do you got?
Well, no, we did that. I had just the Hook Chases, the Hogan 3-pack, and
okay,
yeah, no, and somebody in the Major Pro group was kind of downsizing, so. I don't know if I talked about it. So Matt, Brian, and the ref really cheap.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Why not? I thought because I want to have a set to open. I think I almost every superstar I have a double of. So I'm gonna actually have a loose set of something for once.
Right after we recorded last week, the day after, I got a Bianca Belair Ultimate in the mail. I got I talked about it on the show. I got a Seth Rollins basic, kind of suited. Seth Rollins basic, and I got for my son Logan Paul top picks. So I was a little worried there. We were like 7 days into the year, and I had seven new figures. So I slow down a little bit.
I should be getting the Jimmy Harts from the Legends series. Oh, so boy. My Jimmy Hart, for whatever reason, my order got canceled. I'm not sure. I have no idea why. But they popped up on the app like I want to say it was Sunday morning, and so I ordered them. I tried to do store pickup. They didn't cancel them, but they said they're no longer available at the store you picked. We can ship them, or you can pick them up at another store. And I just said, "Fuck it, ship them for free." So I should be getting those actually tomorrow. So I'll have those for next week. But I ordered two: one to get signed, hopefully at WrestleCon or Squared Circle Expo, and one to open and put with my Hogan shelf.
And I think I have the Warrior. Warrior is in transit right now.
Mm.
the ultimate, but the Legends, I'll have to just start picking up in store. Yeah. But it's a Legend, so, and it's the third week they'll be available, so Target will have a huge sale on them for starting Sunday, probably.
I did check the Bullseye Deals eBay account or whatever it is, Bullseye whatever.
Oh,
there's no WWE figures on it right now.
Oh.
It's like
no way.
Yeah, it was like 2K for PlayStation or for Xbox. And maybe like the Wrecking vehicle that's on there, but I think that's it. When I looked earlier.
Somebody bought all those Molly Hollies?
Yeah, no way. It melted them down.
They probably sent they probably sent them off to like Ollie's or something.
Hmm. Who was the one? There was one Legend I was thinking about picking up. An extra. Oh, Brother Love.
Oh, yeah.
An extra one? For a while. Oh, yeah. You can make some cool customs out of that.
Hmm.
Funny you put a big Lionel Richie fan on your thing, Nick. Me and my son were jamming out to some Lionel Richie on the way home from basketball tonight. He was loving it.
It's fire, man.
Were you, I was just gonna say, were you listening to it all night long?
Oh yeah, all night long. Great song.
Yeah, Wrecking, Rampage, Rig Truck, and 2K23 for Xbox are the only two things if you type in WWE on there.
A lot of my stores, a lot of my Targets have them according to Pop Finder, the Legends figures, but they just have not put them out yet. I keep going.
Yeah.
I have a group chat with a bunch of guys in the area, four or five of us, and me and another guy have, like, every other day have gone to this same Target, and we just keep posting a picture of literally not a single wrestling figure. And even though it says they have it in the back, sometimes I ask, like, oh, we don't have it. And I'm just polite, like Chad taught me, you know, like be friendly to your local Target employees because they got more stuff to worry about than just your stupid wrestling figures. So,
yours even cleaned up from Christmas yet?
No, mine's a disaster.
Yeah, mine are, I guess, back. I wouldn't say cleaned up, but back to normal messiness.
Two or three that I've gone to, it's literally just like an earthquake. Just shit, just everywhere. So I haven't even really bothered stopping.
Yeah, it's been
a time if legal on the case, so he'll let me know which ones are where. But it's, I need them. I thought I was gonna be like you and stop after 20, and now
I'm still holding strong, man. I'm still holding strong. I don't know. I want to
feel set that to come back with.
Yeah. Oh, I did. Oh,
from, Jimmy Hart.
I almost missed out because Chad. We're talking about Chad a lot because he is here. But Chad Miller found me the Stardust Chase figure. I don't know what made me remember this. I was struggling, but I just got that in the mail the other day. Thank you, Chad. Appreciate you, brother. I think that might be my last Elite for a while. Oh, no. Actually, Chad Chad today just found me the Paul Bearer I already paid him for. So that'll be my last Elite figure. But
the regular or the Chase?
Oh, the Stardust being found now. It's like old WrestleMania, like all the Christmas backlog.
Yeah, it's just, crazy,
you know,
right?
Stockpiled in the back of Walmart.
Yeah. So, but I am trying to get out of the Elite. So maybe I will keep doing the Legends. But
J&J's buying, dude. Hit them up.
They are
hit up young and old. Yeah,
I've asked them, man. They don't want my stuff for some reason. I think they just have.
I want to tell them just come up here, just go shopping.
The stuff I have, I think they have a lot of it. But I might just be like, dude, for this box, I want this box out of here. So you give me a price.
You have no expectation when you sell those Legends. Like you're just trying to get your money back, maybe a couple bucks.
Yeah.
It's just you go to all these groups and people are like, what do you think? 35 shipped? They're like, dude, they're clearance everywhere.
Yeah,
I can't say when people like go crazy like trying to sell brand new stuff.
Yeah,
or that's been out clearance and everything. So
yeah, it's bad.
Give it some time; you'll make some money if you just sit on it for a little bit longer, dude.
Yep.
The shelf I was talking about was the Vid Show. V I T T S J O
from IKEA.
Yeah. I had like two or three of these back in the day when I first started like my little room, and they're pretty
cool. You gonna put up a picture of it?
Yeah, I got you. It's coming up now. There it is.
Look at your jabroni.
Yeah, so I could put like
it's not sealed. Okay, you just kind of move stuff.
Yeah, out in the open. So okay. $80 too. It's not bad. So
No, it's not bad.
But you can fit way more on there. Wife's gonna kill me because I had this and I had three of these and I got rid of them.
Oh my god!
Dude. I got a glass guy that I'm gonna talk to about replacing these shelves on all these Billies with a glass, with just glass.
I need a glass guy.
Yeah.
Where'd you get a glass guy,
dude? I work on a lot of job sites, man. You meet a lot of different people. What do you need?
I want a baking guy.
Yeah. I know a sand guy. We'll do a sand thing.
Speaking of bacon, you got a snack down idea for Friday? Ready to go on the Patreon?
Yeah, Nick, what you gonna make?
Now, do you guys think I should do like my own recipe or share a recipe? Or maybe just kind of go back and forth? Like
whatever you want, man. This is your baby.
It could be a video of you making it. It could be just a copy and paste of a link of a recipe. Whatever you want, man.
Maybe some screenshots of stuff that I've made. Yeah. Okay. All right. I got a couple ideas. Okay. Maybe I'll start with the air fryer one.
There you go.
Because we are all always looking for an air fryer recipe. So,
man, I love the air fryer. I tried to make baked potatoes in it the other day. No. It took 25 minutes. Then I put them in the microwave for 3 minutes and they were done. It's like, fuck this.
Dude, I mean, there's a lot of times a baked potato, man. I'll you know, because what you can make it with microwave like 8 minutes.
Yeah.
Because I'll do about 5-6 minutes in the microwave and then put it in the oven for 20.
Yeah, because
so you're still doing it half the time, but finishing it in the oven is what you want.
It crisps up a little bit. I like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anybody watching some football? What are you guys doing this weekend?
Hell yeah!
Are the Chargers in the playoffs? What seed are they? In the playoffs?
They're like the number two pick, right? Don't they have the second pick?
They're so fucking bad.
They don't have the number two pick, do they?
No, the Patriots do, right?
No, Patriots have number three.
Oh, okay.
Because head to head, they did beat the Patriots. Just
guys are so lucky having those high draft picks. Ravens always have a crappy draft pick, man.
Dude, this is the first year in my life. Well, not my lifetime, but first year of my adult life that I'm probably gonna watch the draft.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't have to wait till 45 minutes in anymore. Like, or
you're done after half an hour. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm taking me and the wife have decided to take the kid. We did this last year for this weekend because it's Martin Luther King Day on Monday. So school is closed. There's like on the way to the beach, there's a resort, like a Hyatt. It's like an hour and a half from here. And they have a huge indoor pool that goes out.
Remember when you found that last year? Yeah.
Yeah. And my wife was not happy that weekend because me and Nash just watched football the whole weekend. But the Ravens don't play this weekend. So he's bringing a little friend with him. We're just going to go for like the day stay over on Monday for like a half a day for there. So be fun. Nice brewery around there.
They're supposed to be putting one at Foxwoods, like a Great Wolf Lodge, on Foxwoods property.
Oh, nice.
So when it's done, you know, you guys can just gamble and he can take care of himself, right?
Yeah, it'd be fine. Just give him some Doritos and TV remote.
Yeah.
It'd be fine.
My parents are in the bathroom. Yeah. No, we'll leave him, like a card to charge stuff. But yeah.
Oh, man.
We stayed at a hotel in the city last week. We went to a comedy show and they were like, oh, you know, so you guys get a $30, you know, you're paying for it, but you get a $30 voucher in one of our bars and restaurants. We went to a bar that you took an elevator to within the hotel and no, we're not affiliated with the hotel.
Oh my god. Oh yeah.
Really? Yeah. Because it says rooftop bar on one of the buttons in the hotel elevator.
Yeah.
It was the Chelsea Moxie. It was very
We stayed at that in New York City. That's the same thing that happened to us. We kept trying
Is that
to
the hotel up. You guys stayed at?
We kept trying to go up there. Is this New York City you went to?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah, we kept trying to go up there. Yeah. Oh, it's closed for a private party. Oh, after 5 o'clock, we don't let kids up there.
No, it's closed for a private party. The AEW tag team. That's,
yeah. Yeah. But that was a nice hotel. That's so funny. You stayed there.
It's very like place to be though. Very like. Oh, yeah. You guys have that restaurant. Yeah. I was like
hipster doofus.
Yeah. Oh, the slowest elevators ever.
Who did you see? Comedy wise.
Ian Carmel. He's the host of. Of the All Fantasy podcast that I listen to.
Oh, okay.
He was the guy on Corden's like couch chair towards the end.
Oh yeah.
And opening for him though, or the guy that hosted was, do you know Shane Torres?
No.
There's some viral clips. He's the guy that he like defends Guy Fieri. He's like, he's like, y'all hate Guy Fieri because he, you know, or he's like, all he ever did was support small business and bring light on for work for veterans, and y'all hate him because he wears a flame shirt and sunglasses on the back of his head. But he's very funny. I've seen him a couple times. So
nice.
But it was cool. City Winer is a little fancy for my taste. I would, you know, but whatever. Yeah. We paid, you know, $34 for like a tapas steak, and I finished in 4 bites.
Oh, dude, I can't do that. You should have gone to the Taco Bell Cantina. That was my favorite place in New York City.
Meanwhile, I had a $6 bagel with garlic bagel with cream cheese on the walk back, and I was like, this is all I needed.
Oh, dude, did you go to the place that La Puma recommends? That place was right around the corner from the hotel. You might have gone there. New York Bagel Company or something like really simple name.
The entire like point of the trip, like, was, well, besides comedy, was to go to the Jacob's Pickles on the west side there, which was the one I sent you guys a picture of. Like, chicken and biscuits with sausage gravy.
That looks so freaking
holy good. Crap, dude. Yeah. Amazing.
I'm fucking hungry.
There's three meals right there. It's amazing.
You have a badass Sbarro there, too.
This guy loves an Italian eatery.
Oh, dude. Love it, man. Meatballs, size of your head.
You'd love to go in there and get a nice New York slice. I get you.
Next week, what are we going to do next week? We'll have some news. We'll have more finite plans on a WrestleMania weekend. Hopefully, we'll have our we're all going to WrestleCon. We got our WrestleCon tickets. Hopefully, we'll have our hotels figured out by then. We'll figure out this. I don't know. $150 might be a little too steep for me. If I was by myself, bringing the kid, I don't know. I mean, it's going to be, knowing John from Jimmy Seafood, he's going to have a ton of freaking wrestlers at this thing. Yeah. You know, I'm sure the Dolph Ziggler's of the world will be there, and the Good Brothers and all those guys. And
Can everybody else, or anybody that is going, though, look, if you are going to do WrestleCon, look into the ticket now. I guess from what I'm told by WrestleMania veterans, it just gets more and more expensive as they go. So right now, I think it's still like in the $40, $45 price range. So
they keep announcing big names every day. I log into Instagram, and there's more people.
Same as this March big event. You know, that's all of 2 weeks before Mania. I'm going to be just very sparingly, like, just like, okay, I need 3 autos. That's it. Who has an ultimate? That's what I'm buying.
I've thought about it. If Mike Lanham was going to come, which I'm hoping he does come, and you're going to be with your other cooler friends, Nick. Yeah, I was thinking about not drinking the whole weekend because I'm going to be with my kid, and I'm going to be with Tommy Paradise and Mike Lanham. Both do not drink alcohol, so I was going to do like a non-drinking weekend, which I was going to be fine with.
That's a lot of money. That's saving you a lot of cash, brother.
It saved me a lot of money, and also would give me more of a clearer head to watch my 8-year-old in a strange city. You know,
I'll watch him.
Well, no, I mean, I'm going to be
responsible. We're sewing air tags in all his clothes, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But yeah, a ton of names for this. Oh my gosh, I've been scrolling for like an hour here. This WrestleCon is a must get. Sting, Acclaimed, Honky Tonk Man.
I just bought my 3-day
ticket. Definitely want to go to that Phillies game, man.
Yeah, I'm in for the Phillies game on Wednesday.
Phillies play Wednesday at 1.
Oh, Wednesday? You guys didn't get Wednesday that early?
I thought it was a night game.
No, Wednesday at 1. Right now, that's what's on the schedule. So,
I just bought my ticket for WrestleCon.
Nice. All three days.
For WrestleMania. I was 41 days. All three or 41 days.
41 days.
41 days. $3. No, 3 days. $41.
That's not bad at all, man.
No, it's nothing.
Have you been to WrestleCon before? Anyone?
I have not.
I went to the hotel this year because everybody I was with got WrestleCon, so I just walked around the gift shop that you did not need admission for. It was sold out by the time I knew I was going to Mania.
I just want to know how many people. Yeah. How long the lines are.
With there being so many people, I think it's probably not super long. Like, you're not.
I mean, some people just have a mega line. Like, Brett is always going to have a long line. But there's, I mean, Kevin Nash, I waited for 45 minutes at a brewery. But at the big event, it was like three people in line in front of me.
Wow. Yeah.
So it's, and they're there for 3 days. So other than the people that just have like the one window, like Goldberg last year, you know. I think it's you just got to pay attention to the schedule, really.
Yeah. I'm definitely doing Sting. There's a couple others that, like, I have legends that I might just bring them, like Honky Tonk Man. Who else?
Not with that dude's fluctuating pricing.
That's true.
This guy's the only one, only signer with dynamic pricing. Ticketmaster over here.
There's another. Maybe I was looking at Squared Circle, but there's another one. That's the thing is I'm going to Squared Circle the week before too, so I'll bang some of these guys out. While oh, Rob Van Dam was the other one. So I didn't get him when Nick had him or was able to get him.
Oh man, what theme song was I listening to the other day that's just like hit so good? Oh, the Bobby Roode song. God, has there ever been a guy that has like his theme song was like 99% of his like charisma?
Dude, that when Gargano and Ciampa started doing that, the glorious bombs. Very good.
So good. So good. Where's he been? Is he hurt? He's hurt, right?
He had like neck fusion surgery.
Oh, jeez. Yes.
I think he's going to transition to an agent. That's probably going to be the end of in ring. Just not worth it, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially if you're going through something like that.
I'm trying to like look behind me of who I want to see at WrestleCon, but maybe Ronda and Bret Hart is like what I need.
Mm.
And they, you know, Bret Hart will definitely be there. Ronda was rumored to be a big event, but I hope that they announce that because I'd like to get hers over with. Her ultimate.
Be cool. I mean, for $41 too, like I don't mind just walking around, hanging out, checking everything out. I'm sure there's stuff to buy while you're there.
Oh, of course.
I mean, all the pre-signed stuff too. Like that's their gift shop's insane.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cause it's all the great prints and everything, you know. I mean, I like to just sit on some of their lives on a board, like when I'm doing dishes or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I just leave the video running while they're live, you know. A lot of cool like prints that you don't see. I don't know how they get all these signings. Hope these aren't the people that are harassing airport people, but you know. I think a JSA guy just works for them.
Well,
so yeah,
I love you guys.
Oh, that's sweet.
That's how I'm going to end the show. Just love you
guys.
That's
how you end it.
Yeah. No, we'll be back here next week. Thank you guys for listening. Thanks for downloading. Check us out on Patreon, patreon.com/figcave. And, you know, we'll talk to you soon. Hit us up. Join the Facebook group. Hang out. Come to WrestleMania.
Through the Patreon. It's a buck.
Yeah.
$1. Come on.
But do the $3 one.
Stay classy. At least. Yeah.